worked a lick and they were living on the welfare and they had a, they won't do a thing for you. And they don't take care of nothing they get.
What do you call people like that?
Well, I don't say hard things about nobody, much, but I guess it'd be called wasteful.
Well, did they ever use a word like trash or?
They're just trash there. Won't do nothing.
And what would you call a? They used to call, maybe not. They don't use the word much anymore. But someone who lived way up in the mountains, you know, a family that lived way up in the mountains, someplace, and really cut off from everybody else, away from the community.
I forget what they called them. We've had some.
Did they ever call them Hoosiers?
Hoosiers, I guess that's what it was.
Or, did you ever hear people call them mountain boomers?
Well, I guess one family lived way up to that mountain.
Up on Hogback there?
Well, we'd see them, they'd say, down come mountain boomers.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know.
That was
just saying, I reckon.
Do you remember that? That's good. Do you remember the term Hoosier or Hoosier?
Yeah.
Did they use that?
Yeah.
They did use that quite a bit for people like that. That, you know.
Live back in the mountains that way.
Uh-huh. They call, now it's just people who live in Indiana, they call them Hoosiers.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
People are very surprised that they use the word in Tennessee and in the Carolinas and Kentucky. That it's the term is, I guess, pretty common all over.
I guess
the,
so.
The area. Now I'm going to ask you just a couple of things about. I'm going to point to some things, and this is just for pronunciation. The words aren't strange or anything. This is just I want the way you pronounce it. You see, what would you call this up here?
Barn.
Okay, and this is, and if this up here is my
skull hat.
Yeah, and this is my.
Yeah.
And if I didn't shave, I'd grow a
whiskers.
Or a
mustache.
Or a big.
Big beard.
Yeah, and this is my
mouth.
And this is my
left.
And this is my
right.
All right, and this is my. And all the way around is my
neck.
And if right this part right here.
Let's see.
Do you have a name for it?
Apple.
Adam's apple, maybe.
Adam's apple.
Did they ever call that a goozle or a google?
No, I don't know. It's apple. Adam's apple. It's old Bobby.
And this is one.
Front teeth.
And just one. You know, you're talking about just one of them. You talk about one. Had to go to the dentist and have one.
Toothpick.
Yeah. And up above the teeth are the.
Gums.
And this is part of my hand here is the.
There's the palm of the hand.
And if I make a. You know, when you ball up your hand like this, you
right,
make a.
I forget what that is.
Call that a fist.
Fist.
And there'll be two.
Yeah, two fists.
Uh-huh.
And the back of your hand.
Yeah, and then the back of your hand, and then this is my
breast.
And these are my
shoulders.
And I have two.
Yeah, two
hands.
Right hand and left hand.
And together, I'd say I had two.
Yeah.
Two what?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, and then we're talking about your, if you have pains in the, in your shoulder and in your
elbow or wrist,
this, you'd say you have pains where?
In your arm, I've got such pains in my arm and my elbow and my shoulder and my wrist.
What do you call that when you have pains like that?
Rheumatism or?
Yeah.
It's got a new name now for it. That's the only thing in the world but rheumatism, like
uh-huh.
the always had.
Yeah, they sometimes call it arthritis.
Arthritis.